The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, or you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Now it's time to listen to a short speech by Sayyid Muhammad Rizvi.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Mi'raj is indeed a great miracle and unanimously accepted by all Muslims. In our discussions, or even when the Muslim scholars of all different branches, Shia and Sunni alike, when they talk about the Prophet, one of the titles they use for him is that he is Sayyidul Anbiya wal Mursaleen. He is the leader or the chief of all the prophets and messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is not just poetry. It's not just our emotions which is speaking about it. No. Yes, we have this devotion to our Prophet of Islam, but in Mi'raj, we see the example where when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this is a narration from the fifth Imam, that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took Rasulullah to this ascension, and when they reached to the first heaven, out of the seven heavens, and they reached to Al-Baytul Ma'mur. Baytul Ma'mur is a masjid just in the same direction as the Kaaba, however, in the heaven. And the time of prayers came. فَعَذَّنَ جِبْرَعِيلُ وَأَقَامَ. Jibreel did the Adhan and the Aqama. فَتَقَدَّمَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ. And Rasulullah went ahead. He took the place of the Imam of the Jama'at. وَصَفَّ الْمَلَائِكَ. And the Malaika took their places behind him in different rows. وَالنَّبِيُّونَ خَلْفَ مُحَمَّدٍ. And all the Anbiya were praying behind Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salawat. So in Mi'raj, actually, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala practically showed that he is the Imam al-Mursaleen, Imam al-Nabiyyin. He is Sayyid al-Anbiya wal-Mursaleen. Before going on to the ahadith about the Prophet and the Ahlul Bayt, let me talk about one narration, a beautiful one, which is for me and you. This is the gift of Rasulullah for us for tonight. And this is a narration from Sheikh Tusi, one of the earliest scholars. He was the founder of the House of Najaf more than 1,000 years ago. And he has a book on Al-Amali, which was actually a majlis. You know, he would sit down and narrate the ahadith according to his chain of narration, and his students will write it down. So this is a separate book consisting of dictations of the ahadith narrated by Sheikh Tusi on a variety of topics. There he has a narration by his chain of narrators going to the sixth Imam. And the sixth Imam, narrates from his forefathers going back to Amir al-Mu'minin Ali ibn Abi Talib, who quotes the words of the Prophet, where the Prophet said that when I was taken to the heavens, I entered the Jannah and I saw qasran, and I saw a castle, a mansion, a big, beautiful place. And then it describes, the diamonds which were there, precious stones which were used to build that, and the way the light was shining. And the Prophet goes in there, and then he turns to Jibreel and he says, Ya Jibreel, liman hadha al-qasr? Oh, Jibreel, for whom is this castle? You know, who will get it? And Jibreel says, Huwa liman atab al-kalam, wa adam al-siyam, wa at'am al-ta'am, wa tahajjad bil-layl, wa nasu niyam. He says, number one, this is for someone who really has good way of praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, atab al-kalam. Number two, who you know, does fasting continuously. Number three, who feeds the food, gives the food. And number three, who gets up, you know, later in the night to do the prayers while the people are sleeping. Amir al-Mu'minin is the narrator of these words of Rasulullah. So he asked Rasulullah, Ya Rasulullah, wa fi ummatika man yutiqu hadha? That, Ya Rasulullah, you know, among your followers and your ummah, who has the ability to do all this? And this is where Rahmatun lil Alameen, Rasulullah, you know, who is so kind to us. He is more kind to us than our own parents. And so this is where Rasulullah now says to Ali, Atadri ma itabatul kalam? Do you know what is the good praise? And Ali says, Allahu wa Rasulu wa alam. Look at the protocol. Rasulullah is the one. He says, oh, Ali, do you know this? What does it mean, the good praise? Ali is the follower. Rasul is the leader. He maintains that, you know, his hifz maratib. The protocol has to be maintained. So he says, Allah and his messenger knows better than me. And so Rasulullah says, the best of praise is to say, Subhanallahi, walhamdulillahi, wa la ilaha illallah, Wallahu Akbar. You know, something we learn from our childhood, something which we recite in the third and the fourth rakat. And if you do this regularly, you know, there is a chance of getting a kessel like that. Then the Prophet says to Ali, Atadri ma idamatu siyam? O Ali, you know, what does it mean to do fasting one after another? Again, Ali says, Allahu wa Rasulu wa alam. Allah and His Messenger knows better. And this is where Rasulullah says, Man sama shahr al-sabr, shahr al-ramadan, walam yuftir minhu yawman. Anyone who fulfills the fasting of the month of patience, which is the month of Ramadan, and does not violate that, he is somebody who has fasted continuously for the whole month. Then Rasulullah says to Ali, Atadri ma it'am al-ta'am? You know, what does it mean of feeding the food, giving the food? And again Ali says, Allahu wa Rasuluhu alam. And this is where Rasulullah says, Man talaba li'ayalihi ma yakuffu bihi wujuhuhum anil nas. Whoever seeks the sustenance, works hard for his family, so that, you know, he can provide food and you know, provision for them, so that they don't have to go and beg from the people. This is what it means to feed, to give the food. So even this act of going out and seeking your livelihood, of course it has to be halal. For the sake of your own family, you know, this is known as it'am al-ta'am in this hadith. And Rasulullah says, anyone who does that, he will fulfill one of the conditions of getting such a beautiful place in Jannah. And finally, Rasulullah says, O Ali, do you know what does it mean, at-tahajjud bil-layl, wal-nas niyamun? You know, what is it referred to in the statement that you pray at the time when people are sleeping? And again, Ali says, Allah wa Rasulullah wa alam. And so the Rasulullah then responds, man lam yanam hatta yusalli al-isha al-akhira wal-nas min yahud wal-nasara wa ghayruhum min al-mushrikeen. يَنَامُ بَيْنَهُمَا. He says, until you know you reach to the point of the last prayer of the day, which is a little bit later at night, while the people, especially non-Muslims, have already gone to sleep. Or even it could refer to the you know, the nafila prayers which are done a little bit later. And so this is where we see that, you know, Rasulullah really liked that castle, this mansion, which was built with very precious things. And how to get it? You know, Allah and His Messenger and His Wasi, that they have made this thing so easy for us. How to say the best of tasbih, you know, the best of praise, you know, the issue of fasting in the month of Ramadan, working hard to provide for your own family, and then doing the late night prayers. These are all doable things. And so let us remember this, the gift from Rasulullah for this night of Mi'raj.
قلب بالحق تعلق وبغارح راء تألق يبكي يسأل خالقه فأتاه الوحي فأشرق اقرأ اقرأ يا محمد السلام عليك يا رسول.